Down at the Fun Fly Zone on the fly, Jay Bunchy, and there is all kinds of activity going on down here. I'm with Tim Bogenhagen, and Tim, you're the what do they call you now?
Oh,
because
man.
your title.
The little bit of this, little bit of that. I'm the jackknife. So no, I'm not on the EAA staff. I'm ultralight and light plane community manager.
Yeah. Okay. Your title seems to change all the time. I don't know.
It does a little bit. Yeah. I do a lot of different things at EAA besides ultralight and light planes also. But
what do you do? What else do you do?
Oh, we have too much fun. We're having too much fun. I do webinar coordination at EAA on a weekly basis. We do every Wednesday night. We host webinars where we invite subject matter experts to do a presentation using Citrix GoToWebinar software and the internet to connect us all together so we can learn.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Very cool.
Yeah, very cool. The other thing I do is I work in the EAA Hints for Home Builders video program. So I coordinate and produce those videos. So very cool. One of our guests today is going to be Brian Carpenter, and Brian is one of our prolific volunteers for this Hints for Home Builder program, where he has volunteered over a number of years to share his information and his ability to get up in front of a camera and teach us something.
Very cool. And what is it that he normally, well, we can talk to him.
You want to talk to Brian right now?
Hey,
Brian.
Yeah, hi, guys. How's it going?
All right.
Yeah, it's one of those great programs, you know, that EA has put on over the years, the Hints for Home Builders, and I get tremendous feedback from everybody all the time about, God, I love your videos, and I love what EAA is doing. Eventually, we're going to know everything there is to know about building an airplane. It's going to be right there in a video we can go watch. So a lot of feedback. It's really rewarding to do those because of all the feedback we get from the general community.
Yeah, Brian is just outstanding at it, too. He's one of these natural people that the camera doesn't seem to bother him. You know, I mean, I've done a couple myself, and I got to tell you that when I get up in front of the camera, I kind of lose 20 IQ points. It's like I forget everything and just get really dumb, you know. So Brian isn't that way. I mean,
I don't have
natural.
That many IQ points to lose, so I'm good through the whole video.
Yeah, right. why don't you give us a little bio on Brian, and he could tell us about what you brought him over here to talk about.
Yeah, so today we're just, you know, we're down in the Fun Fly Zone. We're having just too much fun down here. It's just a lot of activity down here this year. And you got to remember, Fun Fly Zone, that's the home for ultralights. It's the home for light planes. It's the home for light sport. It's the home for home-built rotorcraft. It's the home for hot air balloons. And even the Valdez Stoll planes are using the runway on the Fun Fly Zone. We got this really cool 1,200-foot grass runway. People line up along there, and they watch all these flight operations. Right now, the home-built rotorcraft are in the background. So anyways, Brian's here. He's one of the exhibitors down here. We got like 38 exhibitors that set up commercial exhibits, and they're selling ultralights, light planes, rotorcraft. Brian's here with his EMG6, and an EMG6 is just a super cool ultralight, and he's designing it for electric power, EMG, electric motor glider. And I'm not doing it justice because it's actually much more than that. Brian is a prolific EAA-er that believes in innovation, and he is constantly innovating something new. So he's out in Corning, California. His company is EMG6, and he also does Rainbow Aviation, which actually teaches the light sport aircraft repairman courses.
I remember when the light sport first started, I was interviewing you. This is quite a few years ago now, Tim. And Brian was doing a lot with the whole maintenance side of, as a matter of fact, you pretty much wrote the book on light sport maintenance in the initial regulatory era.
Yeah, well, we got in when it was, actually, we started writing curriculum for that light sport stuff 2 years before the reg was actually written. So we saw this stuff coming, and you've seen what it's turned into. I mean, the light sport industry in general just exploding in, you know, all of the new innovation coming in that area. We've really leveraged all of that stuff and taken our knowledge of the maintenance world that we've been doing for years and years and started teaching that stuff. A very, very good program. We were talking the other day that we think we're getting very close to 5,000 students between the two-day classes and the long classes that we teach. Lots and lots of people. It's kind of fun. You come to the show and everybody introduces themselves. Everybody seems like it's been through the class now.
Yeah. Well, so just real quick, and I don't want to get off the top of this really cool new motor glider, but what exactly is that program? For people who are buying an ultralight or building an ultralight or want to maintain a light sport aircraft, You have a couple of programs, and let's just outline it really fast, maybe in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, it basically allows you, if you have a special light sport aircraft, that has to be maintained by a FAA-certified mechanic. And the light sport program allows you to take a basically 15-day class, a three-week class, and you can now do all of the maintenance, modifications, alterations to the airplane, just like you could if you were an A&P. All of the privileges of an A&PIA, but you're limited to the light sport and experimental light sport world. Awesome opportunities. Not only that, but these guys now, 30 months working in the field as a light sport repairman, and they're now eligible to go take their A&P test rather than go into two years of school like I did. Tremendous program. We've seen about 25% of our long course students now get their A&P doing it that way. Great program. And the two-day class that we offer allows all of those that have bought an ELSA airplane, even if they weren't the builder, to be able to do their own annual inspections.
Oh, okay.
What a great program.
That is awesome. Yeah.
It's a really neat program. I had a chance to go through this three-week class, the 120-hour course, back when it was held in Oshkosh. How long ago was that, Brian? About 10 years ago?
Yeah, it must be now.
It was right at the beginning when you started it up, and it was a great course. Brian and his instructors that he have there are really top-notch instructors, and is a really high-quality educational experience.
That is phenomenal. And now, tell us about, let's talk about this glider. First of all, how did you come up with this idea, and was it spawned out of something you were doing before at the school, or how did you think about this motor glider?
As Tim has explained, I've been pretty passionate about the little airplane world. The airplane that I've got at the show is actually the 45th airplane that I've built over the years. And I've built three Lancair 4Ps and Glassairs and Glassairs and just tons of airplanes. But my passion is this end of the world down here in the fun fly zone with the ultralights and the light sport airplanes. And I've always wanted that to see that. We've been Quicksilver dealers forever. And
there's an airport around here somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere.
An F5? F5 just taking off right now.
Yeah, you know, we have a rule that...
I thought they weren't allowed to use the ultralight runway.
Oh, we won't tell if you don't. Oops, now everybody knows.
Yeah, airplane noise, you know, it's going to be prolific around here, but we never complain about airplane noise when we're at AirVenture.
No, so, absolutely
anyway, we started working on the electric motor glider many years ago. Seeing that the future of aviation is going to change and it's going to turn into electric. And, I just can't tell you how excited we are. It's really hard. It's really difficult. It's not a panacea at this point, but you can see where we're going in the future with this thing. And so we've been passionate not only about the electric end of things, but about keeping the cost of aviation down. We got a lot of $100,000-plus airplanes to choose from out here, but we think that, you know, sharing this experience that we all experience at AirVenture with more people and getting more people involved with aviation, we need to be in the category where we're talking about, you know, a little cheaper airplanes in order to get these people. Those are the guys that move up to the more expensive airplanes.
Right.
If we don't start getting those guys involved, we're going to start losing the majority of pilots.
Well, and let's be honest. I mean, frankly, there's just a restriction on cost. I mean, a lot of people just can't afford to move. And this is a great way to counter the fact that general aviation can be quite expensive.
Yep. And so our passion of providing an airplane where these guys can build their own airplane, basically our little motor glider as a pure glider, they can build that thing for about $12,000 and be in flying as a glider and then add modular electric power plants as they develop over the next few years.
Wow.
We've got plans online that are completely free, very controversial in our company about me letting these plans out for everybody for free. But we're passionate enough. We got a lot of people. They can go in and they can start building the airplane. Doesn't cost them a nickel. We've got templates where we wrap these templates that you print on your home printer, wrap them around the tube, cut the ends of the tube. They fit like they were CNC machined into the frame. All kinds of stuff. 3D printers, over 140 3D printed parts on your little home 3D printer that adapt onto the airplane.
So what is the airplane made out of, Brian? What's the construction technique?
Chromoly 4130 Chromoly fuselage frame.
That's time tested.
Yeah. And safe too. I mean, 4130 is strong stuff.
2024 T3 aluminum match drilled fuselage boom, and then the typical 6061 T6 aluminum tubes for the wings and the tail and the wing struts and stuff like that. It's a So pretty standard construction.
Standard steel tube and aluminum construction, though. Very aircraft specific, all AN hardware, I imagine,
yep.
aircraft stuff.
Yep.
What about engine?
I don't think Brian would develop anything that didn't have proper hardware.
Well, oh, yeah. I mean, engineering is proper.
And with all the mechanical experience that he's bringing to the industry,
yeah.
it's got to be an excellent
Now, power
product.
Plants, I've seen a lot of videos online. I know you like to put videos online, and I've seen that EMG6 fly with an a gas-powered motor.
Yeah, we
What's
have
that?
A little Pellini 250 36-horsepower two-stroke that we've got about 50 hours on the first prototype. The second prototype is here at the air show. The first prototype actually flew as a Part 103 legal ultralight as a sustainer motor, so we would tow it behind a Honda 400cc four-wheeler, tow it to about 1,000 feet, and then turn on the electric motor. But that electric motor was everything off-the-shelf model airplane. The motor, the propeller, the controller, the batteries, all off-the-shelf model airplane stuff that flew the airplane.
Now, wasn't there a time when you flew it even without any motor at all? It was just a pure glider?
It's a hoot to fly as a pure glider. Just launch and fly around and go back, recover, launch again, and we do that all day long.
And weren't you towing it with a four-wheeler then, too?
Yeah, the little Honda 400cc four-wheeler.
No,
it's awesome.
A little rancher?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool to build just a little glider?
I'm excited about this.
Isn't
I'm really excited.
Super cool.
We're going to take a break, and we're going to talk about this a little bit more.
Okay.
And then we're going to talk to Dennis Carley from Aerolite about that inexpensive
Is Aerolite 103?
Too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, J-Mont G, we're on the fly. We're down at the Fun Fly Zone. If you want to come down here and join us, the helicopters are flying. Come down the flight line road, all the way down. You'll see the way station that says Ultralights Rotorcraft. Keep going all the way down to the Pines Cafe. Turn right. We're right in front of the Ultralight runway. We'll be right back. J-Mont G, you're listening to EAA Radio.